If you want a bumper crop of vegetables, then plant them in tune with the cycles of the moon. That's the advice from Charles Swaby of Fix the Future.
Well, the moon is crucial to all of us in many, many different ways. Just consider the power of the moon. We all know that the moon can determine the tides and it can lift or depress sea levels by a dramatic amount. Perhaps less well known is the fact that the moon determines a woman's menstrual cycle. The moon goes round the Earth in almost exactly 27 days, 7 hours and 43 minutes, and that is pretty much a woman's menstrual cycle. So it's determining her reproductive cycle, and of course the moon will do the same with vegetables. So when you plant, you want to get the moon in a phase which is going to benefit what you plant. Now, to work this out, you need to take account of the new moon and the full moon. So here we are, you've got roughly a fortnight, and then after that there's another fortnight before it comes back to the full moon. Moon's phases are, of course, divided into four quarters, and the broad rule is that from the new moon to the full moon, you sow, you transplant, and you can sometimes bud and graft plants together, because that's the phase which is pulling, if you like, and assisting the growth of your vegetables, and of course some flowers. But from the full moon to the new moon, that's the time you should be ploughing, you should cultivate, you should be weeding, you should be digging. But actually, at the end of the season, you could, of course, use that period to harvest your crop, to reap the rewards of your labour. It is not a time to plant. Now, to be more precise about it, if you look at the quarters, then the way in which I would suggest you do it is this. In the first quarter, you need to be planting things like asparagus and cabbage and celery and spinach, things that are going to be above ground. And you do the same in the second quarter. Plant beans, peas, peppers, cucumbers, even tomatoes. And of course, when I say that, bear in mind that the sun has a massive effect as well. And also, if you plant something and you get it coming out beautifully and it's hit by a late frost, I'm afraid the moon's not going to save your crop. Please bear in mind that the moon phases don't deal with defending plants against frost. So in the second quarter, then, you would plant beans and peas and peppers, and tomatoes and so on, so that they lift up. But in the third quarter, as the moon wanes, what you're actually doing is look to plant vegetables which are going to grow below the earth, that are going to be pulled down by the moon. So onions, potatoes. And then finally, in the fourth quarter, the fourth week, don't plant at all. You should, at that stage, go out, weed, pull out all weeds, cultivate, try and destroy the pests that are themselves trying to destroy your plants, and dig the soil over. That's broadly the phase. So if you stick to the rule that from the full moon to the new moon, you are ploughing, cultivating, weeding, and you plant between the new moon and the full moon, then you will take full advantage of the moon's gravitational forces quite naturally operating on the soil, and you will have a really successful vegetable patch.
That's Charles Swaby.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.